This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named David Cook, DAVID, middle initial PCOOK. Date of birth 08/05/1943. Date of appointment January 14, 2025. Requesting physician Wafia Sarwar, WAFIA SARWER. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing David Cook in my office today. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 81 year old, right-handed Caucasian man who had a right frontotemporal stroke in 2002. On January 1st, 2025, he was talking to the friend and he was not able to continue the conversation. Lower jaw became numb. He went to the emergency room. Blood pressure was high. CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck and MRI of the brain were negative. Symptom lasted only for a few seconds. Now he's back to baseline. He's using warfarin. For PFO, also using atorvastatin. He was seen by Dr. Gomez in the past for stroke, epilepsy and carpal tunnel syndrome. He has a history of seizure in 2013. This is the only seizure. He is taking Keppra 500 milligram 2 times daily. Past medical history. Hypertension, GERD, right internal carotid artery occlusion, PFO, seizure, history of stroke, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, diverticulitis, coronary artery disease. Past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication, warfarin, atorvastatin, 10 mg. Lisinopril, Keppra, 500 mg, 2 times daily. Loratadine, Dutasteride. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is retired, is married. Separated, lives with the daughter, have 5 children, family history, mother deceased, father deceased, he was alcoholic, 1 sister deceased due to cancer of the breast, 2 brother deceased, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having numbness, difficulty speaking, he has a history of stroke, history of seizure and carpal tunnel syndrome. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen, south bowel sound present, next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented time 3, speech, mild dysarthria present, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shook normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5 over 5. Deep tender reflexes 2 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 81-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, transient ischemic attack. Number two, history of right frontotemporal stroke. Number three, epilepsy. Number four, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph is current event is TIA. Cardiologist is trying to change warfarin to some other anticoagulation. Neurologically, patient is stable. His workup including CT of the head, CT angiogram of the head and neck, and MRI of the brain is negative for any stroke. I will continue the at our Western Inn beside anticoagulation. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months.